Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, and I ain't got a whole lot here, man. The Green Bay Packers not making a ton of headlines, other than we do have a report that Matthew Golden, the wide receiver from Texas, has visited 1265 Lombardi as one of the 30 pre-draft visits the Packers are allowed to have. And I discussed that and some other pre-draft visits with Tyler Brook here on the channel a little bit earlier today with the latest draft industrial complex. Make sure you check that out. Tyler's always all over these prospects and knows the ins and outs of each guy and how they might fit in Green Bay. Great conversation with Tyler. But like I said, outside of that, not a ton of news when it comes to the green and gold. I'm early today, so I thank you for joining me early, those of you who are. I'm sure some folks will miss it because we're an hour earlier than usual due to the fact that it is my oldest daughter's birthday, and I am going to meet her at precisely 5 p.m. because she has very important stuff to do tonight, but she does want to see her old man before she heads out into the Manhattan evening, so I've got to be over there to see her at 5 o'clock, so I thought I'd go a little early because I don't want to punt today on Daily, because the other programming note is that there won't be a Packers Daily on Monday. I'm going to be coming back from New Orleans. I leave for New Orleans bright and early tomorrow morning. I'm going to be there for 3 days, back Monday night. I'll be back with Daily and my weekly chat with Justice and all the other content goodness you expect here at Cheesehead TV on Tuesday. But Monday will be dark, as they say in the theater. Hello to everybody in the comments. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see Benrock, Jim, Ian. Good to see you guys. Thanks so much for jumping on early with me. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you're going to be in the Green Bay area for the NFL draft, come on out Wednesday night, April 23rd from 8 to 11 p.m. to Stage 1 in downtown Green Bay. Corey and I will be holding it down, chatting it up with Packers fans from all across the globe. We got Carry the G on special. We'll have some Cheesehead TV giveaways, some special Packers guests coming through throughout the evening. So make sure you come on by. And, you know, if you want to really, and I mean truly, get ready for the draft, you know what you got to do. Get yourself a Cheesehead TV draft guide available now in the link in the description of this video. Who are the Green Bay Packers going to draft? Find out from the original draft guide by fans for fans, available from Cheesehead TV for the 15th season in a row. Hundreds of prospects analyzed with an eye towards their fit with the Green Bay Packers. We've got mock drafts, big boards, featured articles, tons of content for you, the Green Bay Packers fan. Get yours today. I mean, Tyler went through all the trouble of making that ad. I figure I got to play it as much as possible. So let's get to your questions, comments. What's going on? Chuck Olson, how are you, man? Off-season viewing, I'm loving the historical mini-docs by Lucasfilm from the Young Indie Show. That is cool stuff. Absolutely. That's a really good pull, man. That's not something that I know a lot of people are probably too familiar with, but that stuff is amazingly well done and thoroughly researched. It's really good stuff. I'm glad you're watching it because I have a lot of fun. Christopher says, Stage 1, let's go. Go back, go. Christopher, I hope to see you there, man. Like I said, we're going to be having some surprises throughout the night. Some folks might or might not show up. I mean, who knows? You know, with Corey and I, it's a good chance we get Larravied through it all. But, you know, bringing it back to what I was talking about at the top here with the pre-draft visits, and I said this to Tyler, and it's, I guess, a personal bugaboo of mine, but you'll see a lot kind of banding about the internet, folks talking about top 30 visits. It's not top 30. It's a pre-draft visit. They are allowed 30 of them, but those visits are not the top 30 prospects that each team is looking to draft. I mean, lots of times they'll have guys who might be later round guys, might be potential undrafted guys who they want to get ahead on in case they do end up going undrafted, and they not only get some work done on them, but give them a pitch. Like, look, if you're available there after the seventh round, we'd love to have you come on board here in Green Bay. Those pre-draft visits are used for a lot of different things, and calling them top 30 is just a major misnomer. Oh, Aaron Harper expanding things a little bit here. How are you, man? Hi, Aaron. Remember, Bears and Vikings still suck. Interesting. Okay. And the Vikings. I mean, the Vikings are a special breed. You know, that's just a soulless organization that, you know, at least the Bears suck with pride, you know, and Bears fans beat their chest every offseason, even though we all know it all falls apart when the regular season rolls around. But there's a history there, right? There's a begrudging respect. But yeah, with the Vikings, it's more of a non-entity, you know? Song of the day, More Than This. That's a great, great tune. Love me. Love me some More Than This. Love me some Roxy Music, some Brian Ferry. Love all that stuff. Good stuff. Early and live. Yes, early and live. And F the Vikings. I mean, it's pretty easy to say. You know, I think they're in such an interesting position, though, as a roster, the way they're made up and the way they really opened the checkbook this offseason to bring in a ton of, I'll say, veteran talent, to be kind about it, and expensive at that. And the fact that, you know, they're kind of turning to a unknown quantity at quarterback and a kid who has not played in the NFL, it's going to be very interesting if that is the way they end up going. And I know the longer Aaron Rodgers remains out there, the longer that connection is going to be talked about. It's not going away until or unless Rodgers signs with the Steelers finally. JP, shout out Tyler Herrick for calling Bakhtiari out for not believing Dave stands by what he tweeted, only to ironically delete that tweet and go private. JP, I got to be honest, I have no idea what you're talking about. But shout out Tyler Herrick, always. Shout out Tyler Herrick for the work on the video. I have no clue what you're talking about when it comes to Bakhtiari or deleting of tweets. Sounds like I missed some drama. I will say, I'm glad you brought up Twitter because, man, I am not on Twitter nearly as much as I used to be. And I don't think that's a surprise to anyone who's followed me over the years. Obviously, I'm still checking for news and making sure the Cheesehead TV content is getting, you know, out there and in the bloodstream, so to speak. But I spend probably as much, if not more, time over on Blue Sky and here on YouTube now than I ever do on Twitter. I think it's just really hard. There are certainly still lots of old friends and connections and people who I've worked with and guys and gals on the beat that I still keep up with on Twitter via X, so to speak. But man, as a place to just hang and have my kind of everyday interactions online, it is just not worth it. That the whole platform is just completely turned into almost unusable dreck. Now, that doesn't mean that you still can't, you know, get your content out there and have a decent discussion with people that you know. But man, there are so many bots and so much just such like crap content. I don't spend nearly as much time on Twitter as I used to, which is somewhat sad because I spent a good decade like building following there and having a really good kind of back and forth with a lot of Packers fans. But I don't know. It doesn't hold much interest for me at this point. Brandy, how are you? Nags, I need a Packers game to watch this weekend. What game should I follow up with? That's a good question. Just a random Packers game, right? I mean, if you want something of recent vintage, go back and rewatch the Seahawks game from this past season. That's a really fun one. If you want something like from back in the day, go watch the late season game against the Browns in Lambeau. I think it was a Monday nighter where Dorsey Levens catches a wheel route in the snow. That's a great game. Dustin, how are you, man? Can't wait to see you all in Green Bay soon this month. Can't wait to dive into the draft guide. Well, thanks for getting the draft guide, man. And yes, cannot wait to be in Green Bay. I got to admit, like, I'm so jazzed about the idea of the draft being in Green Bay and the fact that we've already started to see the work begin on, you know, the building of the draft stage and the draft footprint itself and the road closures. And now we're getting so close. I am really, really jonesing. And like I said earlier, I'll be in New Orleans this weekend, but then I'm back. And then a week from next Wednesday, I leave for Wisconsin. It's so close. I cannot wait. I'm very, very excited. Jim says he gives the Vikings better odds than the Bears with a young QB. It's interesting, right? Because Ben Johnson is such a kind of X factor here, because I think Ben can get that Bears team turned around pretty quickly. I do think they've been smart with how they've approached the offseason as far as getting better, you know, talent in front of their young quarterback and Caleb Williams there along the offensive line. And what I think Ben Johnson is going to do is drill into Caleb Williams' head that he needs to get rid of the ball quickly. And there's going to be a lot of design that does just that, where he doesn't have to hold it and he doesn't have to make these full field reads. And he can just, like, you know, step three steps and balls out of his hand on some kind of smoke, some kind of easy screen, etc. But all of that said, you know, the Vikings, they won a ton of games last year, and Kevin O'Connell is legit as a coach. There's no doubt about it. The quarterback is such an X factor, though. I'm fascinated to see how it plays out. Ryan, how are you, man? So with the crackdown on season ticket holders selling their tickets, do you think there will be a lot of tickets available? I don't, actually. Don't forget, this kind of process of kind of weeding through whoever has been selling all of their tickets for a number of years, that's been going on for a bit now. This is not something new that they've instituted, but they have kind of reinforced and or reminded everyone that they do it. So I think you'll see a couple of tickets, like, put back into the mix, so to speak, but they won't be available for public consumption. They'll get people off their waiting list. They will be given those season tickets. But you know what? Here's the thing that Corey and I always tell everybody, because we get lots of emails, messages, whatever you, about getting tickets, right? And the easiest way is just to go to Ticket King. There's no question about it. The easiest, best way. I've heard from so many people who have tried everything, like all avenues, and Ticket King has got great selection, great prices. And I know, yes, they've been a partner of ours for a number of years, but, like, if you need tickets, they are point blank absolutely the best way to go. No question. Dustin, how are you, man? I'll be cooking up old fashions on Shadow. Hope you can stop over for 1 or 12. Maybe somewhere in between there. Yeah. I think between 1 and 12, no doubt. Lorenzo asks, what does your gut say? Oh, it says so much, Lorenzo. What do we are going to draft with our first pick? I'm still going to guess a defensive tackle. I know there's a decent chance that there will be probably talent available at DT, edge, and corner, all of which I think the Packers will certainly be looking at. But I still think the way the talent falls and the way that their contracts are set up going forward these next couple of years, I'll be surprised if they don't try to. And the board has to fall the right way, right? They can't just force it. But I would suspect defensive tackle is the way they go. Just my gut, like you said. Stu, happy birthday, Madeline. Where's the birthday dinner tonight, Nags? Oh, I'm not invited to the birthday dinner, sir. We're just meeting for drinks. I get the pre-dinner stuff. You know, us old fogies, this is a young person's game now. Now she's 24. She wants to hang with her sisters and her friends. You know, so I'll be having actually dinner by myself because Sarah is in the city having dinner with one of her friends. So it's a rare night where Aaron's left to his own devices after I see Madeline for her birthday. Andrew, thank you so much. Remember to like and subscribe to the video. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. That is truly greatly appreciated. Got that one. All right, folks, I'm going to have to wrap it up a little early today. I really appreciate everyone hanging out early in the day. I'm going to be back on Tuesday. Like I said, don't forget, no Packers Daily on Monday. So that obviously means that the Packers will make some kind of huge trade. They'll probably, like, trade for Hendrickson on Monday. So get ready for that. And then in the meantime, please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.